Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets.
How does someone go 1 for 8? F***ing monkey tossing dots could do better than that.
You know why I can do that? Because when I got here, I dominated.
And we'll start by looking at yesterday's two-team NBA teaser that I got some great odds, minus 110 from betnow.eu on. Yesterday, I put together the Lakers and the Rockets to come in under 228.5. The line was 223.5. I plussed that up 5 points as part of the two-team teaser to bring that total up to 228.5, and then I took the under. The under is what came in. 117 to 100 was the final score. That's 217 if you're keeping track. The next game I put as part of the two-team teaser was the San Antonio Spurs, Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, this game opened with a total of 214 and lots of money poured in on the over. The over went from 214 to 218.5. I decided to put that 5 extra points we get from a two-team teaser on top of that total and, again, take the under 223.5. Guess what? There was 114 total points scored in that game. 112 to 102, San Antonio gets the win. So what that means is this: we cashed the NBA two-team teaser parlay, or the two-team teaser card from last night, I should say. Today, here's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a couple of divisional round games this weekend, and I'm starting to notice significant line movement, and that's why it's imperative to make these plays today. I probably would have benefited myself even more had I made a play like this yesterday. But today I'm looking at two games, putting them together, adding points to the spread, and then working with those spreads. Here's the games that I'm going to play today. And you can read about this later this afternoon on WKTYSports.com with my Rocky Supper Club daily play column. Today I'm going to take Cleveland and Kansas City. The Chiefs are 10-point favorites in this game. The Browns, getting plus 10, are seeing a lot of action come in on that plus 10. The Kansas City Chiefs, as we have talked about on this particular program, the last month or so of the season have been playing real loose, real free. I don't necessarily anticipate Cleveland beating Kansas City straight up. I do not see that coming. However, the way that Cleveland plays, the way that they played against Pittsburgh last week, suggests to me this Cleveland team is going to play a much closer game than what is anticipated currently by Vegas and other odds makers. So because of that, I'm going to take that 10 points, that plus 10 for Cleveland. In the NFL, on a two-team teaser, you get to add 6 points or subtract 6 points to a particular line. I'm going to add 6 points to that Cleveland line and take the Browns plus 16. I'm going to take Cleveland plus 16. And Kansas City could very well run away with this game. They really could. But if you followed the Kansas City Chiefs this year, you have seen they have not done that to many clubs. They started off the season real hot, but once it seemed like it was just too easy for them, they seemed to let their foot off the gas, and there were a lot of games that were way closer than they should have been. That happened last year in the playoffs for the Chiefs too. I think it's that they know they're so good, they can put their foot on the gas and essentially separate from teams at any time. In the playoffs, different story. Different story. So I'm going to take Cleveland, looking at this big plus 10 number, add 6 to that as part of my two-team teaser, and take the Browns plus the 16 points. Now, the other game I'm going to take and add 6 points to is Tampa Bay going against the Saints. We know what the Saints have done to Tampa Bay twice this year. They've embarrassed them. The two times that New Orleans and Tampa Bay played, the Saints were by far, the better club. It looked like they were more well-coached. It looked like the players were just a lot better. But when you play a team 3 times in a season, the stats do not line up good. The stats do not line up good for a team that is having to play you 3 times. Essentially, the team that's gotten beat the first 2 times in the third matchup is way over a 50%, is way over a 50% victor in that third game. Now, Tom Brady and company as well, I believe, and I don't know exactly what's going on with Mike Evans, far as how healthy he is. But Tom Brady and company, I believe right now, are better positioned than the Saints to win this game. And because of that, this is a Sunday matchup, Tampa Bay, New Orleans. Because of that, I'm looking at the number and I'm seeing Tampa Bay plus 3 points. The Saints are just a 3-point favorite. Essentially, that means even in the NFL, right? We've talked about this before, but if you're new to the whole sports betting thing, When you're a home team, the typical favorite number is 3. If the book and the odds makers think that this is a pretty even matchup, the home team traditionally gets 3 points. A lot of that can change depending on quarterback play, but in this particular matchup, the books are essentially saying this is as close to a pick 'em as we can see. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay plus those 3 points, add 6 on top, and make the Bucs 9-point underdogs. The Browns, I'm making 16-point underdogs, and the Bucs, I'm making 9-point underdogs. I feel that Tampa Bay wins straight up, and I might even make a sideline play here on the money line, Tampa Bay plus 150. That means you lay 100, you win 150. But to look at how many people are putting money on the Tampa Bay money line should suggest that Vegas is not confident the Saints win this. There is 90.9% of the action coming in on the Tampa Bay money line. That's why it's so low at just plus 150. So that's going to be my two-team NFL teaser for this divisional round playoffs. Now, tomorrow, here on the program, 7:40, we're going to get another John Denton special. John's been working up some really strong information. And tomorrow morning, we'll break it all down.